then she became a neder. So right now, Reb Yehuda says there's no reason for her to go to the mikvah, because she's a neder now. Then we say, enitzricha tefillah. Avol ba keri greder, but in the case where a man or an isha only has tumas keri alone, mechay, it's a raya of Yehuda hold, you do have to go to the mikvah to learn Torah. So the Zayit Shver the Mishnah, how does Reb Yehuda say he can make Birchas Kriyashma lefonem liachreon? He's a Valkyrie, he's also to learn Torah. And the Gemara, loy taim mevorech, don't say Pshan Reb Yehuda is. He's allowed to make the bracha of Kriyashma lefonem liachreon, elo maharu. No, I tell you, it can only be maharu. He came a deeper, it's also. But the hearer is supposed to say it. For the Gemara, whom is the Reb Yehuda hearer, is that true Reb Yehuda holds a svar from hearer? But Tanya, we learned. Balkeri she'ein lo mayim litvo. A Balkeri does not have a mikvah to go to, and he has tumas carry on him now. He has alacha kareya kriyishma. He's allowed to say kriyishma like our Mishnah. V'yena mevorech lo lefenev lo lachreil. Can't make the brachas before. Those are only with the rabbanim. He can only say kriyishma at the raisa. V'yoychol pitoy. He's allowed to eat bread. Or mevorech liachreil. V'yena mevorech lo lefenev. He only benches and not the moitzi, because that's only with the rabbanim. With the rabbanim is potter. Abu Mahara Valibai Viena Maitsi Viswasu. Divrab Meya. Is anything that's mutter, it's only mutter bihiru and not the Maitsi Viswasu. We have Yehuda Waiman, no, Reb Yehuda says Claw. Benkach or Benkach Maitsi Viswasu. You see, Claw, according to Reb Yehuda, when he says the Balkari is mutter, it's mutter even bidibur. So in the Mishnah, Reb Yehuda says the Balkari can say the brochel of Funeli Achream, it means even bidibur. Similar to Al Kasha, how could Reb Yehuda say about Kerry's lad and say the broch is Reb Yehuda's maida that about Kerry alone has to go to the mikvah before he could learn Torah? So how could he say the broch is before he went to the mikvah? Amr Rav Nachman Reb Yitzchok, Osen Reb Yehuda Kielkas Derech Eretz. Eretz says Reb Yehuda's masking about Kerry can't learn Torah be'ian. Something you have to think into what you're learning, Vian, that's also about Kerry to do. So to learn Hilchos Derech Eretz, that means, Rashi says, it's easy brises, easy halachas, you don't have to think into it too much, not even about Kerry is allowed to. Therefore, if you hold the Birchas Krishma, since you ruggle in saying it, it's very easy to say it, it does need too much concentration, even about Kerry is allowed to say it. So to Osun of Yehuda, Ki Hilchos Derech Eretz, to Tanya, we hide that them Levanech, Levnei Venecha, teach your children Torah. Oksiv Basre, Yoimish Ramatla Feshaka Bukhuru, Shvidoima to Hasinai. Mal Halan, just when the Torah was given on Hasinai, it was given the aim of the year of Orestes of the Zeyam. Afkan, whenever you go to learn Torah, you're supposed to learn it the aim of the year of Orestes of the Zeyam. Mikan Omru, therefore the Chomen, Ezra, Meetakonam, that Hazov in the Amitsurim, if you have stamina to miss your Zav, or your Mitzayram, oh boy, now neither, if a person is boiler needed, he's Tomei, he's Mutarim Lukas Patera, he's allowed to learn Torah, over Nevi'im of Uksuvim, Lishnais B'mishnah of a Gemara of Alachis of Agadis, he can learn Kol Torah Kula. Avo Balkarin, only Tumas that comes out from a Balkari, Zerah comes out, that's where Ezra Meir Takonim. Avo Balkarin Asurim, a Balkari is Dosim. Why is a Balkari different?
She says it.
Even though you're Tomei, you can still be them of Orestes. Avo Balkari, Einu Ela Meter Kalish Rois V'Zachas Adas. A Balkari, Zayva comes out Levatolo, it's out. There's two types of carries. Either it comes out Levatolo, not with your wife's done. Then it comes out to Kalis Rosh V'Zachas Adas. And the other svar is, even during Tashma Shamita, where there's Lav Davka al Kalis Rosh, there's another svar why it's also. It doesn't say it here. That has a matakon, shloyehei, tabli chomim, mitzvim, eitzel, neshaseim, ketana gerlis. He didn't want them to have Tashmas every single night. So maybe they made it a little bit hard upon them. That after Tashmas, they have to go to the mikvah before they can learn Torah. But here, this Gemara is going with Pais to stand pushing out the Balkari that comes out the Batola. So here, Pashta comes out with Kalis Rosh, so that's the steer of Limit HaTorah. That's why Ezra may have to come and not to learn Torah when you're Balkari. Reb Yossi said though, Shoinehu Berigilis. Even though you're Balkari, you're allowed to learn things that are easy, that you ruggle with. So this is like our Hetzer. That's why Birchas Krishma's Mutter is like something you ruggle in. Vavachla Yitzias a Mishnah. Don't say out the whole Mishnah. Reb Yossi Ben Yossi Vayma Matzias a Mishnah. Let us say the Mishnah. Then a Matzias a Gemara. Gemara not. That takes too much be'in. We have nothing Ben Shalom Ma'ime Af Matzias a Gemara. Even Gemara allowed to. Vavachla Yayma Askarish Shaboy. He see all the Balkari is just not allowed to say Hashem's name. just the Askaras of Zosu. Rabbi Yechon Asandlo, Tamidish of Akiva, Mishum of Akiva, Aynam, Lo Yichnas Le Medrash Kolika. No, he's not allowed to learn Torah like Medrash to Darshan Kolika. But Yamino Lo Yichnas Le Vesa Medrash Kolika. Rabbi Yehuda Aynam is our Svara, Shain Hu Behilkos Derech Eretz. He's allowed to learn Hilkos Derech Eretz. Sadrashi Derech Eretz, the lift out Rashi Hill of their herd, the going darkness of Talmud Chochem, she writes up, or Perak Benazi and Lace and Arba Devor Malibai. But in the Farshim say the Pshat is a very easy halachis. So something that's very easy or you ruggle to say, that is not the kind of says wrong. The more Mice of Rabbi Yehuda, Shiroah Keri, the Mice of Yehuda once saw Keri, where Imahalach Agabi had Nor, and he was walking near the Nor. Omla Tamid of Rabbeinu, Shonu on a Perak Eric, the Hill of their herds. His wife says, even Tamidim knew he was about Keri. So he just said, Rebbe teaches now Hilchos Derech Eretz, that's your sheet, that you're allowed to learn Hilchos Derech Eretz even when you're about Keri. The Meister was with Tovo right away. First he jumped into the river, he was Tovo, then Bishon, and then he learned to them. Omuloi, so Tamidim Atayinatim, Loikach, the Maratona Rabbeinu, didn't you yourself teach us that Shoyin Huv Hilchos Derech Eretz, and that you're allowed to learn Derech Eretz, even though you're about Keri, still you're allowed to learn Derech Eretz. That, and that's why we only asked you to learn Derech Eretz. So why do you have to jump to the river for? Amulhem, Apple teach to make on the Alachirim, even though I make on other people, of a Machmer and the Alatsmi. I mean, myself, I want to be Machmer. That he didn't even want to learn Hilton Derecherit without going to the Mikvah first. Stop here. We'll see the next.
Yeah, we're holding Daf Chof Bez Zomer Aleph around 8 lines down. We'll start over again a little bit.
Zomer Ab Nachman, Rabbi Yitzchak, Osim, Rabbi Yehuda, Kilchus Derecherit. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Brochus Krishma is like the Lochus of Derech Eretz, that he holds about carries a lot of learn. Titania. For your adatim levonecha levonecha, Pasuk says when you learn Torah to your children, right after that it says, Yoy Mesher Amantel Pnei Hashem Lakecha Bechoyri. That the learning should be just like the way you learned by Har Sinai when Torah was given. Ma lahalan, just like then by Har Sinai, be'ema, it was learned by Kodesh Baruch Hu, taught Klal Yisrael, be'ema, v'yira, v'resus, v'zeya, is afkam, when everybody learns Torah now, should also learn be'ema, v'yira, v'resus, v'zeya. Mikan omru, therefore the Halacha, Ezra made a takona, that hazotin, if somebody has a tumah zav, be'am etzeroim, or else he's a mitzero, or boy in al nidois, Parshta means Be'eshoigig, as he was Berla's wife, and in between she became Menida. He's Alocho Mutorin Likros Patero. Still, there are a lot of learned Torah, V'Neviim, V'Ksuvim, Lishnais, V'Mishnah, they learn Mishnayis, V'Gemara, V'Halochis, V'Agodis. Avobale Kerin, if somebody's time has Zera come out of him, is Asurin. Now, exactly what about Kerin is that we see more on a number of days, what the case is. About Kerin is Asurin. They're also to learn Torah. That's Takonis Ezra. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, he makes that Shoyin Huber Agilis, he's allowed to learn something you're ruggle in learning. There's, it doesn't take any, you don't have to be ma'ayin in it, it comes out very easily, that's Mutter. Trashi Beregilis means B'mishnayas Hashkuras Bepiv. A mission that's ruggle in your mouth comes out very easy. Shumaytsiim Bepiv V'rutsa Fes V'ein Tzorech L'harech Ben. Doesn't take too long. Obovado Shloyetsiyas HaMishnah. You can't say out the Mishnah. So Rashi learns Yatzi is a lashon betamei perushayim. You can't like explain the Mishnayis, and that's called deep learning. That's also for Balkeri. Rabbi Yenis and Rabbi Yosef Amar Matziyu as a Mishnah. No, he's even allowed to explain the Mishnayis. The Eino Matziyu as a Gemara, but to explain Gemara that is not allowed to. We have Nosson Rav Sholom Moimer Af Matziyu as a Gemara. He could even explain the Gemara. Obavach lo Yomer Askar Shaboy. But when he's learning Gemara, he should not say over Hashem's name while he's learning the Gemara. Hey, since he's a Balkari, so Mefarshim bring a Raya from here that if you're not a Balkari and you're learning Gemara and the Gemara brings down Psukim, you're allowed to say the Pasuk with Hashem's name. You're allowed to say the Askaris. He's only here if you're a Balkari, then you shouldn't say the Askaris. You shouldn't say Hashem's name when you're learning. But if you're not a Balkari, you're allowed to say Hashem's name. What then is a Shiloh, if you learn in the Gemara, Hilchos Brochus will have later. If the Gemara says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lakeinu Melech Olam, while you're learning it, are you allowed to say Hashem's name? So in the Sand, there we pass, can you soon say Hashem's name? Even though there's one, there's some Achreinim, say even there you're allowed to.
But the Mishnah brings down halacha, there you shouldn't say Hashem's name. If you're saying the bracha, the Torah's limud, you shouldn't say Hashem's name. Vashenkin, if you're learning psukim while you're learning the Gemara, and in the psukim it has Hashem's name, that's our Gemara. Then you're allowed to say the Askaris. Only a Balkari should not say the Askaris. But if a Torah dik a person of his man is there, we don't have Takonis Ezra. Anybody, if you learn in the Gemara and it says Hashem's name, you're allowed to say Hashem's name. Rabbi Yechanin Asandol Tanido Shrebbe Kiva said over Mishum Rebbe Kiva, said over name of his Rebbe, Oimer lo yichnas lemedrash kolikr. Don't come to learn any Midrashim. Because Midrashim explains Tzukim and you come to say Hashem's name. The Yamri law, some say, lo yikonis lebeis ha-medrash kolikr, that a Balkari shouldn't come into the beis ha-medrash at all. It's because money wasn't available in the mikveh, he shouldn't come in. We have Yehuda Oimer, that's what we'll get to us, that's a Yehudi Shita, shoyin hu ba-hilchas derech eretz. He's allowed to learn hilchas derech eretz. And that's what Rabbanim Rashi says, kagoyin darkin shatam chochim, she brises, these are brises, and the Mepharshim say they're easy brises, so you don't have to explain it too much. It's easy, these are you allowed to learn. More mice of Rabbi Yehuda Shirua Keri, Rabbi Yehuda once became a Bakeri, Roy Mahalech Agabi Anur, who's right near the river, is Omrullah Tamida, Rabbeinu, Shon Alono Perak Echad Hilchas Derech Eretz, says a Tamida Meskim, teach us some halachas of the Brice of Derech Eretz, that even though we know you're a Bakeri, you hold you're allowed to learn Hilchas Derech Eretz. So the mice was right away, Yored Batobel. First, Rabbi Yehuda went into the mikvah, went into the Nor, he was Toivel. Then, Bishonelhem, then he learned with his Tamidim. Omrullah, didn't you yourself teach us Shein Hu Hilchos Derech Eretz? You're allowed to learn Hilchos Derech Eretz even before you table in the mikvah. Or Malahem, Rabbi Yehuda answered, Afal Pi Shemetz Ani Alachem, even though I make up other people's, of a Machma Ani Alatzmi. He himself, he was Machma not to even learn Hilchos Derech Eretz, calls him on he wasn't table first. So the Moratanya, we have Yehuda Ben Bisayra Hoya Oimer, Ein Divrei Torah Mekablum Tuma. Hey, see, Pasha Dingzach on Tekonis Ezra. Some of Horsham learned that he held Ezra never made it to Kono, or else he has a right to be Chaylik on Ezra, but he held the Klal is Divrei Torah is not Makabal Tumah. That means even though you're about Kerry, no matter what Tumah you have, still you're allowed to learn Torah. There's no such thing, Mishum Tumah, you're not allowed to learn Torah. And the Maisa we hold like Yehuda Ben Bisayra. What was the Maisa B'Talmud Echot, was a Maisa, one Talmud, Shoyim Megam Game Lamalam Reb Yehuda Ben Bisayra. His Talmud was the Balkari, and Megam Game, Rashi said the top Rashi on the left side, Megam Game Bekari or Balkari Hoya, and Megam Game either means he said it very fast, or else he like left out the Askarish, your boy, he didn't say the Hashem's name, but he acted like a Balkari that's not allowed to learn Torah normal. So either he said it fast, or he said half, he skipped some. So, Omale, so Yehuda Ben Bisayra told his Talmud, Bini, Sach picha, open up your mouth. It means you're allowed to learn Torah normally. But your ear of the recha, make sure that the worm come out clear and light. Shein divrei Torah makabel tumah. The CEOs, no matter what type of tumah you have, you're still allowed to learn Torah. Torah is not makabel tumah. Shenema, the pasuk says, Haloikoy devorai keish new mashim. Because Rocha says his devor means his Torah is like fire. Like it says, when the Abishah gave Torah, Bahar Sinai, it was like an Eish. Levoina Eish Dos. It was like an Eish Levona and Eish Shocher together. It was white and black, like fire together. So we dash in Ma Eish, just like fire. Ain't a Makabal Tumor. There's no such thing, fire can Makabal Tumor. It's like not a substance to touch. That's not a Kli, it's not an Odom. It's nothing Eish. It can be Makabal Tumor. Is after Divrei Torah, Ain't Makabal Tumor. Who was him to learn Torah? No matter what type of Tumor you have, it doesn't stare, it doesn't stop you from learning. Torah is like not Makabal Tumor. That's if you do the Torah is Halacha. Omama, not a Mumazwa. Matsiyas HaMishnah. One man young before said, if you're Balkari, you're allowed to learn Mishnais. Although the Yehinu Matsiyas HaGemara. Gemara knows there's too much Bein that you're not allowed to. Mesayle L'Rebbe Loi. The Omer Rebbe Loi, Omer Rav Acher Bar Yaakov, Mishum Rabbeinu. Halacha, what's the halacha of a Balkari, Mishum Takonis Ezra? Is Matsiyas HaMishnah. He's allowed to learn Mishnais. Yehinu Matsiyas HaGemara. But Gemara is not allowed to. So the market Tanoim, this group is a Machoikas Tanoim, is how far did Tekonis Ezra go? One holds Matsiyas HaMishnah, you're allowed to learn Mishnah, is Vienna Matsiyas HaGemara, Divir Reb Meir. We have Yehuda Ben Gamliel, Loimeh, Mishum Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel. Zev is their Osir. He holds no both is Osir. His Zayim Mishnah is like Gemara, everything is Osir. The Yarmi Law, Zev is their Mutter. And the other man, Yom HaSed, he holds both is Mutter. His man, the Yom HaZev is their Osir, Kriyab Yechon HaSandal. That he before said he can't learn Torah at all. Man the yom zeb zeh muta keb yudu ben b'seira. Like we just got from his learning, he says Torah is not mekabel tumah. So therefore, you're allowed to learn both Mishnah and Gemara. Omar Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Noig Alma. What's the meaning of the belt? How are we noig? So the Kahani Klas Sabi, like three older people. Let's say three halachas. Sabi, older people. Rabbi Loi Bereshis Hagayz. We pass like Rabbi Loi about Hilchos Reishis Hagayz. We'll soon see what that means. Reishis Hagayz is if you have sheep and you cut off the wool. If you have five sheep that gives off each one a certain amount of wool, you have to give a matana to the kohen. And we'll soon see what his halacha is. Rabbi Yashia, we hold like him Nageya to climb. What's called Klein Bekerim, we'll soon see. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserah b'divrei Torah. We pass that this last man Yom Yehuda ben Beserah Nageya to Tzvila of about Kerry, that he's allowed to learn Torah even though he wasn't Torah. Now in Mazda. What's these three halachas? Rabbi Eloi b'Reishis Hageiz b'Tanya. What's his halacha? Rabbi Eloi Yoyme Reishis Hageiz. That means if you're shearing off the wool off your sheep and you shear off from five of them together, so it ain't a noig elaborate. It's only a gay in Eretz Yisrael. Vashen ken chutz l'aretz yav nochiyah to give a matan a chelik over to a kohen, and that's the way we passed it. So Rashi, kihach plas sabi v'kulu l'kulu. All these three are l'kulu. And a noig elaborate. Peshchit as chulun yalav time of perek hazroi. Learn out from Sukkim there that this matnas kuna v'reshes hagez is only in Eretz Yisrael and not in chutz l'aretz. Rabbi Yashia b'klayim. What's the shayla? Tidechsiv. Karmachol loisizra klayim. It's in your karam where you're growing old grapes. You're not allowed to plant klayim. Is Rabbi Yashia oimer? Where's this issa of klayim in karam? So to leolam ein chayiv at sheizra chita usayra vecharten b'maporlis yad. You have to plant all three seeds together. You have to plant a chita, a wheat, usayra barley. Now these two are klayis roim. And you have to put these two together with the chatz and with the grape seed. If you plant all three seeds together, then you're over the iser of klai hakerem. As hezik yechidish is that if you just plant one vegetable and one grape together, you're not over the iser of klai hakerem. As klai hakerem poshut is in the vat where you're growing grapes, you can't plant any other vegetable, any other. It just chit alone. He says no, just chit alone is mutter. It's only also when you plant klayim. Means chit and seira with the chatzin together. That's when it's awesome. So drash to his maker. Drash chita usera bechatzin shloshton. All three seeds of mapolus yad. At one time you have to seed them together. To every lu klai is roim u klai kerem kachas. You have two things. You have klai is roim because you have the wheat and the barley together and the kerem. That's where you have the yisra klai kerem. Now, to Machlokes Rishonim, what does Rabbi Yashia hold about Tam Klayim, or Klayis Royim by itself? Some Shidus hold he's maskim that if you plant just Chit and Sarah by itself, you are over an Isser of Klayis Royim. There's only been Mecharish that when you're over Klaya Kerem, when you have all three together. And some learn, no, he holds that there's no Isser Klaya Kerem by itself, Klayis Royim by itself. You're only over when you have all three together. Weiter, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserah b'divrei Torah, what's his halacha? The Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserah oimer, ein divrei Torah mekablin tuma, as we had before. He holds, even though you're about Kerry, you're allowed to learn Torah. It's not mekabel tuma. So that's how many we pass and we hold like Yehuda ben Beserah. So he said before, some learn that he dingzich on Ezra, that he never made the takana. Or else some learn, even though he made the takana, he has the right to mevatel the takana. Yehuda ben Beserah was allowed to be mevatel Ezra's takana. He also ziri omar bitlululitfilusa. He also the mevatel the takana to be toivel. You don't have to be toivel even though you're bakeri. The yamrilah, some say no, but lululitfilusa. He was mevatel, you don't have to wash your hands, the tefillah shadayim. Man, the yam a bit lulut filusa, you don't have to be tevil in the mikvah. Kriab Yehuda ben Beserah. He means to say that we hold like Yehuda ben Beserah, even though you're about carry, still you're allowed to learn Torah, even if you didn't go to the mikvah. Man, the yam a bit lulut filusa, he's allowed to hit the halachim tiloshadayim, ki ho de Rav Chizda. Like Rav Chizda said, layet aman de mahad de ramaya. He gave a klol, a curse, to someone that went around looking for water, bidnitz lusa. And so it came time to daven, tefillah. And he didn't have water, So instead of davening either with a minyan, some person learned, Rosa came the end of the Zman Tefillah. If you start looking around now, you're going to miss the Zman Tefillah. So the Chizah said you don't have to look for water at that time. It's better just to wipe your hands on anything and daven, rather than looking for water and not davening the minyan or not davening bismana. But Avad, if you come into shul on time and you have time, Avad, you should wash your hands before you daven. Trashtut Tefillusa Labal Keri. So the Matana Rabbonin. Balkeri shenosnu olov kisha kabin mayim tor. Some hold that a balkeri doesn't have to go to the mikvah. It's enough if he puts on top of him kisha kabin mayim. Some say that's around 5 quarts or 10 quarts of water. You just put this water on top of you, you're also tor. Nochem ish gamzu said over this halacha very quietly. He didn't say that loudly, not to tell everybody. Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Akiva lochshel ben Azay. Ben Akiva also said over the halacha quietly to ben Azay. They were making on Takonis Ezra. You don't have to go into the mikvah. It's enough to be home and pour on top of you tisha kabin mayim. Well, ben Azay yotzlo, but ben Azay, he went out to the streets. Vishonu talmidu b'shuk. He taught everybody this halacha. Akula. That even though at that time they were noyik Takonis Ezra, you don't have to go to the mikvah. It's enough to throw on top of you tisha kabin. The marapligi bo treya miroi. Two Amoroyim by Rav in Eretz Yisrael. What's the pshat here? Reb Yosi by Ravin is one Amoro. Reb Yosi ben Zvi is the second Amoro. Chatono, some learn Shono that he taught. The Chatono Lachsha. Some say the Ma'is was he said it over very quietly. Man the Tony Shono, the one that said he said over this cool that loud he taught everybody. Mishum Bittul Torah. He wanted to make this cool. Everybody should know about it. Like this, the Mok of Zman Ezra, if you're about Kerry, you're not allowed to learn Torah until you went to the mikvah. So somebody couldn't go to the mikvah, didn't learn Torah. But now that he has this cool, he could just throw on top of him Tisha Kabin, he'll go to learn Torah right away. Or else Mishum Bittul, Piri of Rivia. His people didn't want to have Tashmish with their wife. Yes, they have Tashmish, they're about Kerry, so they can't learn until they go to the mikvah. They don't have the mikvah. So they'd rather not have Tashmish at night. But now that they know this kula, all they have to do is just throw on top of them Tisha Kabin, so that they'll be Mekai in Pru Revu. So that's why he went to tell everybody. Man the Tony Lasha, but the one that said it over quietly, he didn't want people to know about this ether. He held the story is Shloye Tamidir Chomi Mitsun Eitzim Shosayim Katana Gerla. He was Enach Lami. It's good. Let them not have Tashmish every night. They shouldn't be with their wife like every single night, like a chicken. Chicken lays eggs, and every single day they lay an egg. I mean, they're together every single day. So he doesn't want the Milchum to be like that. So therefore, other of if it's hot for them, they won't have Tashmish, it's better. That's the two svaris. So Rashi, Chad Tanam Ben Azay, Lachshlo Tamidim, he said it quietly. Mishim Bittol Piri of Rivia, Shoy Nimnoyim Mitashmish, they didn't have Tashmish then. But when they turn to Chatzvila, it was too hot every morning to go to the mikvah. So they didn't have Tashmish. Yeah. Omer Rav Yanai, Shomati, I heard over that some people, Shomakilim Bo, they're Mekul, so Rashi learns b'machzois. It means either to go to a bathhouse or even to see a tishakav. It's loved up when they went to the mikvah. It was enough to have tishakav. V'shamati shemachmirim. But I heard some people are machmir. So Rashi bar boim saw that some people in his time still kept the Kones Ezra and Dafka went to the mikvah. So the Gemara b'chol ha-machmir, whoever wants to be machmir, always go to the mikvah. Alatz moim arichim lo yamu v'shnoisim. You know it's a good thing to do. Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Ma tibon shel toiv le shachar. Here's the kash, how come that the Tamid HaChomim was still going to the mikvah in the morning? What's the purpose of going to the mikvah? That's what he is. So Rashi shel toiv le shachar, bale kerion ha toiv le shachar. As you saw the Tamidim that were bale kerion, they were going to the mikvah. So Ashur Malog Ashar HaKash, what are they going for? Frati Gemara, Ma tibon, yes, the question, what's the good? For you yourself, the Yomar, Balkeri Yosef, B'divrei Torah, you yourself said that Balkeri is not allowed to learn Torah. So that's why they went to the mikvah. So what's your kasha? Hochi Koma, this was what Yeshua ben Levi meant to ask. So Yeshua ben Levi, my Tivon be'aboyim saw, how come the Tamidim Amakti V'dafka to go into the mikvah? Efshe b'tisha kabin. It's enough to have tisha kabin. Mativa b'tefila, and what do they mean? What do they have to go into the mikvah for? To be toivah, put your body into the mikvah. Efshe b'nesina, it's enough just to pour the water on top of you. That's called tisha kabin. Omer Rebbe Yisrael was his kasha. Why would they makbid to go to the mikvah? It's enough to pour on top of them tisha kabin. Omer Rabbi Chanina, he answered the reason why these Talmidim were machmir on themselves, so to gather God or God Rebuah. It's a very nice thing to do. It's a nice gather of Kedusha to go to the mikvah. Why? The Tanya. Maisa was once a Maisa, Biyechu was a man, Shetov Isha. He wanted to have Znus with an Isha, went over to an Isha, said, let's have Znus, let's have Tashmish. Shetov Isha, Dvar Veri, yes, the Isha, let's have Znus together. Omru Loi, so she answered back to this Talmud, Reka, like an empty person, Yeshtach HaBoim So, Shat Toivu Bem. Don't you know that the Chonet Ezra, if you have Tashmish with me, you're going to be a Balkeri, so you're not going to be able to learn until you go to the mikvah. So do you have a mikvah? Like, is it so easy for you to go to the mikvah? You can have znus now. If the mice was miyat pirish, right away this Talmud stopped. He didn't have the znus. He went back home. So according to the Marzal, the Mod the Maisa, the guy invited knows that znus is also to do. Elamai had a tiger to do it. So because he knows he had to go to the mikvah the next morning, he'd stop doing it. So the famous word from Chaim Shalevitz, they used to say that the word was a person felt that he'll do a chet because he has a tiger. But if I do the chet, so what? After the chet, I'm the exact same person. Person didn't realize that after the chet, you went down a big madrig, you became a Talmudic person. So the Isha told him, you should know, by doing this chet, that's not the pshat you're doing the chet. After the chet, you're going to have to go to the mikvah, the pshat, your tummy, and you went down a low madriga. So to be, you want to be a low madriga? When the person realized that, then he stopped the mice, and then he didn't want to do it.
So a lot of the
mikvah is a good thing to do. The mikvah is a good thing to do, right? Like it's a good get. Like if you know you have to go to the mikvah, you won't do znus so fast. It'll stop you from doing it. So Chaim said the word is like you realize when you're doing a chet, you're not the same madrega anymore. You're going down, 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 down. Then you won't do it. The people feel I do a chet, so what? Tomorrow I won't do it. But if you realize no, when you do it, it's terrible. Then you won't do it. So it's a good get. That's why they were knowing this inyan to do it. And that's why it's brought down that even though we have the Konis Ezra, when it comes to Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, the meaning is yet to be Toivul. Because it is an Inyan Kedusha, it is a good thing to do. So Kopan and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur, the meaning is like that.
Not everyone passes that way though. Rudiment the passes.
Yeah, you don't have, no. Chiv you don't have. No, Chiv we don't have. No, Chiv, you're saying it's a good thing, it's a meaning. Some people do it, right? It's a good thing to do.
Right? Rudiment passes that way, Tishu Kavim.
Is it no? But even Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Rosh Hashanah. Right. We'll soon talk about Hashanah. We'll soon talk about Hashem. So that the Rava Koyik is that tomorrow. Yeah, Pirushim. Omaluhu Rav Hunil Rabbonin. Rabbi Isai. Rabbi Isai. If Neimatem is Altlum Betzvilazu. Like if I can't have Tanya on Tamidim, how come you don't go to the mikvah after you're about Kerry? If you want to say the mikvah is too cold, that time they didn't have nice, like we have mikvahs inside, it was outside in the street. His Efshah b'mach tzoyis. He said you could have come into a bathhouse. Omle Rav Chizda, Tanya Rav Chizda Tzurik, v'chiyesh tzvila b'chamin. Are you allowed to be tovel in hot water? What are you saying, come into a bathhouse to be tovel there? Can you have tzvila b'chamin in hot water? Omle Rav Ada Barava, koi kavosach. And he answered back, Rav Ada Barava holds like you. That water going into a hot bath, you're not yoytza the tzvila. It has to dafka be in the mikvah and not in chamin. So Pasha Diskumara says you're not allowed to be tovel in chamin. So the question is, man, is there all the mikvahs, even when Noshim go to, are hot? So some learn the Morantinus brought down Chamin here meant that it was like a psul of Mayim Shuvin. Chamin means it was in a kli. Like they put the wool like in a bathtub. And it was a kli, so the kli made it Mayim Shuvin. That's what the Gemara meant. But the Gemara didn't really mean Mishum Chamin out hot water. But the mice in Yerodei, it's brought down two shittas. Some shittas say Noshim should not be tevelin hot water, and some say they should be. They are allowed to. And Allah, you go boss the minig. And the minig Gailim is that they do. Here. The Chassam Soifer thing once learned the pshat he was, Becham, he learned the Chassarun is, if it's hot, it's a mokim zeya. It's like a misa place. So here they used to make a bracha when they made the tefillah. So it's not nice to make a bracha a place where it's mis. That was the Shaila.
Also, isn't
Chaman
in a bathhouse much hotter than
Chaman
in the mikvah?
Yeah, that's a terrace. That's one of the... Yeah, right. So that's one of the truths. Also, if you learn about the Chassam Sofer, then the bathhouse, Chaman means it's zay, it's very sweat, it's like a schwitz there. Mm-hmm. So there, it's not nice to make a brook. Mashenk and Al Mikvois and that sort of felix would be allowed. Here. Reb Zeira, so tomorrow, Reb Zeira the Maestro was, have Yosef Ba'agna Demaya. He was sitting in a bathtub. Ba'agna Demaya is a trashi. Gigas. I'm older to have a bath, then he used to have a barrel. He was sitting in a barrel of water. A bay in the sluice in the bathhouse.
Omale Lishami, he still told the Shamish there, Zil v'yaitle tisha kabin, throw on top of me, bring me tisha kabin water, v'shav yolavai, and throw it on top of me. Omale Rav Chia bar Abba, Lomale Lamakulai, what do you have to have to throw on top of your tisha kabin? Well, Yosef begavayu, you're sitting in tisha kabin now. You're in the bath that has tisha kabin there. What do I have to throw on top of you? Omale no, ke'aboyim so. Tisha Kavim has a loch, it's like our, just the opposite of Aboim So. Ma Aboim So, just like a mikvah. For Tfilah, you have to put your goof into the mikvah. For Loi Benesin, it's not enough to throw the water on top of you. Av Tisha Kavim, the loch is pun faket padavka. That Benesin, you have to throw the water on top of you. For Loi Betfilah. You're not allowed to be Tevla, you can't put the Tisha Kavim in a bath and then go into the bath, that's no good. You have to throw the water on top of you. Now it's like your shaila about a shower. Is a shower enough for tisha kavim? What should be the shaila? No, that maybe you dafka have to use a kli and clear gavra. That you have to throw it on top of you from a kli with clear gavra. A person is pouring it on top. So a shower, there's two chesron. It's a kli. It's questionable. That's called a kli. And l'chur, there's no clear gavra. But I saw that you say Rudra Pasna, I saw that Shevet Halevi, Rav Lozman in Bnei Brak has a tshuva. He sings out from Achren and they say there's no din clear gavra and no din kli batisha kavim. The ikar is that the water should get on top of you. So mainly, even if you sit under a shower, some say 2 or 3 minutes even. If you're in a shower, 2 or 3 minutes, the water's going strong on top of you, you could be able to say the takono of tisha kavim with that.
According to this case, where you're sitting in the tub and you're taking a kli and you're taking the water from out of the tub and putting it on top of you, you should be yotzei. It's only that you shouldn't sit in.
Yeah, but tisha kavim has, look, it has to come to say without a hefsi. It has, no, it has to keep on pouring to say without a hefsi. Because there are times, well, the Heinz, they do it on Mason, that they have 3 buckets of water, and you start pouring, and while you're pouring, the next guy has to have the bucket ready to pour right when the first one finishes. Because the water has to come to say that without a hefstick. So when you're in the shower, the water is to say the coming going, it's not a hefstick. But if you stand, pick up the water, throw it on you, so you're finished. Now you have to get new water and throw it again, it wouldn't be so easy then.
And if you would theoretically have 3 buckets, ready, and you
yeah, that's good.
Buckets out of the tub that you're sitting in,
yeah.
And you do 1, 2, 3, it should be okay.
Could be, maybe. Right. Tikein Rav Nachman, Tikein Chatzpo, Bach Tisha Kavim. Rav Nachman was masakin this bucket, that everybody should know the shear of Tisha Kavim. They gave out a Tisha Kavim bucket, people used to buy it. That's the shear of Tisha Kavim. Kiyosi Rav Dimi Amar Rav Akiva. We have Yehuda Glustra, Amru. Yehuda from Glustra said over. Loi Shonu, they said no. When is the halacha? Loi Shonu Ela Lechoyla Liyonsai. When could we be makel to use Tisha Kavim and not going to a mikvah? Only if you're a choyla, you're a sick person. And Liyonsai means it happened by Oynes, but it's not during Tashmish, nor at the night time. You came back carry through the night, found by sleeping. His Oynes, Kerazera came out of you. Then you could be makel to use Tisha Kavim. But even if you're sick, margo means like you the trashy. Hamargo means umam shech has a carry olog shemishamish mitosay. Is when you have tashmish with your wife, then you yourself are making the zera come out of you. Then you don't have the cool of tishakadim. Then you don't have to go to the mikra. That's what he said over the locha. Said avul lochayla hamargo. But if you have tashmish with your wife, then aboim so. Then you don't have the cool of tishakadim. Definitely aboim so. Now we can break that measurement. It's not so shchir to use it anymore. Because it doesn't happen so much that you're a chayla and carry comes out in the middle of the night. There's more times it happens is that you have tashmish with your wife. So this time before he held that a chayla, even if you margul, have tashmish with your wife, it's mutatisha kabin, that's a shchir thing. Like it's brought down, the Talmid Chacham are always called sick. They're called sick people. So they have the heter to use tisha kabin. But now that you're saying, even a sick person, if you are margul, do tashmish, you have to bedafka, have mikvah, so it's not shchiach. Like Rashi says, Efshe benesina, Rashi tisha kabin, v'yaf agad leton lakamon ela b'chayla, even though the Gemara Noma Beis is only say by a sick person, he's allowed to use tisha kabin. So Drashi Stam Tamlidi Chachamim Cholim Heim. Stam Tam Chachamim is a little sick. So the first one say, it doesn't really mean sick, but he's weak. Kiviyam Masech to Nedorim. Keman Matlin Na Ksira Marie. What do we daven for? Ksira Marie, Krebs Zera. Ksira means Cholim, sick people. And Maria means Rabbonim. we davened for them. Why? So what do you daven for? Rabbonim for them? Because Tam Rabbonim are sick a little bit. It means they're a little schwach. As Torah is Matesh is Koicha Shaladom, so they're a little bit weak. So if you learn that every Tam Chochim, then it's allowed to use Tisha Kabin, that's a Shechir Dikazach. So mainly he made a measurement of 9 Kabin. But now that you're saying the bottom Rashi Leshon of the Saga of Nesida, Ela Bechel Leshua Keri Leyinsoi. I mean, just in the middle of the night you saw Keri. But Hamagul Umam Shechetsa Keri Olam Shamish Mitosoi is Itvar Chaps Rashi Ein Tzarech Lanu to Chel Leyinsoi Shchiyat that not so Shchiyat that Tamachochem Shechom Keri in the middle of the night. So it's not so Shchiyat to happen. That's what he held. Merki Yossi Rovin Omar Veusha Hebe Yuvda and Usha there was a Maisa. That the kiloy the Rabbi Shia, Trashi means Kenisa Tabayis in Rabbi Shia's house, and they came to ask him.